Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Over 5,000 Wyoming residents in new student loan repayment plan. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. More than 4 million student loan borrowers, including 5,100 in Wyoming, are now enrolled in the Biden-Harris administration's new Saving on a Valuable Education, or SAVE, repayment plan. As Robert Farrington with the College Investor explains, the new plan inserts a borrower's annual income into a formula using a benchmark of 225% of their state's poverty guidelines to determine an affordable payment level. Quote, so your monthly student loan payment is going to be calculated based on your W-2 discretionary income. What this means for borrowers is those with low income and those with larger families will see lower payments. And some people could see payments as low as $0 per month. President Joe Biden campaigned on reducing student loan debt, but in June, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a policy to forgive between $10,000 and $50,000 for borrowers earning less than $125,000 per year, roughly 90% of people carrying debt. Republicans in Congress have invoked the Congressional Review Act to block the SAVE program, claiming it puts a financial burden on people who choose not to attend college or pay back their loans. Oil and gas company reports transmitter and meter tubes stolen from two different sites. On Friday around noon, Campbell County Sheriff's deputies received a report from an employee at Western Midstream that two transmitters and two meter tubes were stolen from two of their sites. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, the man thinks the equipment was stolen sometime in the last week. They made the discovery when they stopped receiving data from the two sites. The employee said whoever is responsible for the theft would most likely have oil-filled knowledge to take the special equipment. The estimated cost for the four items is around $10,000. Deputies took photos of the sites and are currently investigating, but have no suspects at this time. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.